This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on this Sunday. I'm Lindsay Davis. As we come on the air, New York authorities are issuing a warning ahead of Passover. Officials say the holiday, which begins tomorrow, may serve as a catalyst for extremist groups and individuals to commit acts of violence against Jewish faith-based communities. This comes as tensions are rising at Columbia University here in New York over the Israel-Hamas war. More than 100 people have been arrested in recent days. A rabbi at the school confirms to ABC News that he strongly recommended to Jewish students that they go home and not return to campus because of what he called extreme anti-Semitism at the school. A New York congresswoman is calling for the university's president to resign. And tonight, the White House is condemning calls for violence against Jewish students. ABC's Rena Roy leads us off.
Tonight, the NYPD issuing an alarming warning on the eve of Passover, saying in a bulletin obtained by ABC News that extremist groups may view the holiday as an opportunity to perpetrate acts of violence or intimidation against Jewish faith-based communities. Though the document cites no specific threats, it adds Jewish people and institutions continue to be the target of violent attacks, targeted harassment, hate crimes, and threats, especially since the onset of the Israel-Hamas war. It comes after a rabbi associated with New York City's Columbia University told Jewish students to go home this week following pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campus. Writing today in an email, Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety. Those protests began after the school's president was grilled on Capitol Hill about anti-Semitism on campus.
There's evidence of anti-Semitism among professors on your faculty?
We have seen some cases and there have been consequences.
More than 100 demonstrators arrested on campus Thursday. The White House saying the Department of Education has launched an investigation into the incident.
When students are subject to hostile environments because of their faith or ethnicity, schools must act. Students must be safe to learn.
And Lindsay, tonight Columbia is responding, saying that they are listening to concerns of Jewish students and providing them with additional support, adding that students do have the right to protest, but not to disrupt campus life or intimidate others. Lindsay.
And students at several universities are now planning rallies in support of those Columbia protesters. Rena, thank you. More than 65 million people across 20 states are under freeze and frost alerts tonight. Temperatures in some places feel more like February than late April. ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore joins us now. Samara, how long is this cold snap expected to last?
Well, the worst of the cold, Lindsay, is hitting tonight for the Midwest and parts of the Great Lakes. Take a look at this map. So the areas highlighted like Ohio down into Tennessee, Kentucky, all under a freeze advisory. We also are expecting temperatures like 29 degrees in Hazard, Kentucky. We have a freeze warning in parts of Pennsylvania. If you look closely here, you will see that Wednesday morning in Green Bay, temperatures will be in the upper 20s. So the cold air will last into midweek for a lot of the cities, especially along the Great Lakes into the Midwest, but we do have warmer weather on the way, and it's starting off in the heartland and farther west. So if you take a look, Denver saw snow recently, but temperatures will be around 70 degrees by Monday. Lindsay?
Oh, I'm ready for those 77 degree days, Samara. Thank you. Tonight, 24 hours after the House passed that massive foreign aid package, the fate of Speaker Mike Johnson remains uncertain. Three Republicans have come out in favor of a motion to vacate the speaker over his support of the $95 billion measure, which includes assistance for Ukraine. Johnson now needs Democrats to help him keep his job. ABC's Jay O'Brien reports in tonight from Capitol Hill.
Tonight, Mike Johnson's future as Speaker of the House in jeopardy. Hardline members of his own party dedicated to ousting him after just 6 months on the job.
Mike Johnson's speakership is over.
After the dramatic Saturday vote, where Democrats helped the speaker pass $95 billion in aid, including long-stalled assistance for Ukraine and Israel, Johnson telling me he's not going anywhere.
Do you believe you will still be the speaker come November?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely, without question.
Yes.
Two other Republicans now joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene in her campaign to topple the speaker.
The House is in chaos. Part of the reason we're doing this is to get us back out of chaos.
Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul saying the speaker told confidants he wanted to be on the right side of history.
I think the respect for him has gone way up, because he did the right thing, irrespective of his job.
Far-right Republicans angry the speaker didn't focus instead on passing strict border security legislation. But those same GOP lawmakers rejecting a bipartisan border bill from the Senate 2 months ago at the direction of former President Donald Trump. In a rare move, moderate Democrats praising the Republican speaker.
I frankly do not believe his speakership is at risk.
But progressive Democrats not jumping at the chance to save the embattled conservative speaker.
Doing the decent thing as allies and friends of various nations and countries, that's just doing the bare minimum.
Lindsay, Congresswoman Greene hasn't even fully committed to calling a vote on Johnson's future, claiming she wants him to resign, but the speaker's been clear he won't. Lindsay?
Johnson sounds confident. Jay, thank you. A potential TikTok ban is part of that legislation the Senate is expected to take up on Tuesday. And let's bring in ABC's Mary Alice Parks, who's at the White House for us. And Mary Alice, what happens to the foreign aid package if TikTok were to be taken out?
Yeah, Lindsay, stripping TikTok out of this package could force part of the legislation back to the House to start this process all over again. The latest version gives ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, a year to sell instead of 6 months. After that time, it could face a ban in the U.S. And some key Democrats, like Senate Commerce Committee Chair Maria Cantwell, say that with those changes, they now back it. Now, TikTok boasts of nearly 170 million users in the U.S., some writing to the White House, seen protesting any potential ban. But White House staff told me Friday that President Biden would sign the bill if it reaches his desk. They did push back on the idea of calling it a ban. The expectation is that this fight would now move to the courts. Opponents say this kind of legislation is unconstitutional. Those backing it, of course, say that TikTok is a national security threat that has to be addressed. Lindsay?
Lots of interest in this. Mary Alice from the White House, thank you. Former President Trump is returning to a Manhattan courtroom tomorrow for opening statements in his hush money trial. Trump spent most of last week at the defense table as a jury of 12 plus six alternates were chosen. The presumptive Republican nominee is unable to campaign, but he's trying to use the trial to his political advantage. Here's ABC's senior investigative correspondent, Aaron Katursky.
Tonight, hours from opening statements in his historic criminal trial, former President Trump is facing the realities of being a criminal defendant. In an email to supporters, Trump complaining he is trapped in court, where starting tomorrow he will have to sit silently while prosecutors set out to prove he falsified business records to keep a porn star's long-denied claim of an extramarital affair from damaging his electoral prospects. Among the early witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who prosecutors say agreed to be the eyes and ears of Trump's 2016 campaign by identifying damaging stories about Trump and keeping them out of print. The jury of seven men and five women was selected from a pool of 200 New Yorkers. There's a woman in product development who said she doesn't like Trump, and a retired wealth manager who said he has no strong opinion of Trump because he's more interested in his hobbies. Ahead of opening statements, Trump's allies today echoed his claim the trial is political.
I'm hoping that this judge makes the right decision. I'm hoping these jurors can come in and be unbiased, and we'll let this case go forward in a swift manner that allows President Trump to get back on the campaign trail. Americans deserve to hear from their candidates.
Aaron Katursky joins us now. Of course, trial set to begin tomorrow, expected to last, give or take, about 6 weeks. We know that Donald Trump has said he would testify. How likely do you think that is?
Let's see what his lawyers think, and if they agree with Trump, that it would be a good idea for the former president to testify. And we're waiting for the judge to decide, Lindsay, how far prosecutors could go in their cross-examination. But even if he does or he doesn't, Trump still has to be there every day the trial is in session. So he's off the campaign trail 4 days a week. He can speak in the hallway, but when he's seated at the defense table, he's largely relegated to silence.
And if he does take that stand, defense wants some parameters there, clearly.
They sure do.
All right. Aaron Katursky, our thanks to you.
Authorities in Michigan are searching for answers after a horrific tragedy at a children's birthday party. A brother and sister just 5 and 8 years old died after a car driven by a woman suspected of being intoxicated slammed into the place where the party was being held. Here's ABC's Aika Jaji.
Tonight, a deadly tragedy allegedly involving an intoxicated driver in Michigan.
We have a black escape that went through the building.
Authorities say a 66-year-old woman drove her car into a building during a children's birthday party at a boat club south of Detroit. This security footage capturing the horrifying final moments as the vehicle speeds past, causing a loud crash. Two children dying at the scene.
An 8-year-old female and a 5-year-old male, who are siblings of each other.
Multiple others hurt. 3 children and 6 adults rushed to the hospital with serious life-threatening injuries.
The scene was described by the first responders as extremely chaotic, with high level of emotions of those directly involved and those who witnessed this horrific incident.
The 66-year-old suspect, the sheriff says, cooperating at the scene, taken into custody for operating while intoxicated, causing death.
Lindsay, authorities say the suspect may have been at a nearby tavern before the incident. Police say they've closed that establishment and were working on executing a search warrant. They add the suspect will likely face additional charges. Lindsay?
Ike, thank you. Tonight, police in Chicago are mourning the loss of one of their own. Authorities say an off-duty officer just 2 days shy of his 31st birthday was gunned down as he headed home after his shift. The 6-year veteran was shot multiple times. Police are now searching for a suspect and a motive. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Next tonight, an investigation is underway into what caused a house explosion in Baltimore County, Maryland. The property was fully engulfed in flames by the time firefighters arrived Saturday night. Crews were on the scene for hours, putting out hot spots. Fire officials say one man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his 3rd bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
To the index now, in a heart-stopping rescue outside of Minneapolis, Good Samaritans risking their own lives to save a man trapped in his car.
fire engulfing the vehicle, everyone desperately trying to open the door to get him out in time. They eventually were able to break a window and drag him to safety. The driver only suffered minor injuries. Country music star Morgan Wallen is breaking his silence on his arrest for allegedly throwing a chair from the roof of a six-story bar in Nashville. In a post on X, Wallen wrote, "I'm not proud of my behavior and I accept responsibility." An arrest affidavit says the chair landed just 3 feet from officers. Wallen faces charges that include 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment. As we prepare to celebrate Earth Day, we meet some volunteers helping to clean up the planet. These students from Loyola University came out to clean up the shore on Saturday. They are from the Alliance for the Great Lakes, which collected more than 500,000 pieces of litter, totaling 25,000 pounds last year. 86% of it was plastic. The Alliance hosts 9,000 volunteers who fan out to do 900 cleanups every year. And this week, we're kicking off a new series called The Power of Us, People, Climate, and Our Future. We'll have special reporting on all ABC News platforms on the climate challenges we face and empowering stories about solutions. Thanks so much for watching. From all of us here at ABC News, I'm Lindsay Davis. Have a great night.